Hello, welcome back to my podcast. Today we're going to talk about, well, this is going to be part two of scripting things. So, I've scripted, continuing, favorite place to hang out, which is in the Clock Tower Courtyard, because there's a water well. I love water and wells. And another place is in the Divination Courtyard, because of Draco's tree. I'm not a big fan of Draco, so I just sit in the tree, just to spy him and watch his reactions. So yeah, I also, like, the way I scripted things was, like, as if I've already been there. So, the way I put it is, I enjoy reading in it just to spite him, and his reactions are hilarious. I don't know, it just makes me feel happy and I also wrote hobbies and activities that I do in my free time. I also put that I'm good at singing. It's my chair. Even though I'm not good at singing here. Doesn't matter. Also, I put on weekends that I like to go Hogsmeade with my friends, that I buy just a ton of sweets. Because I love sweets. Also, because my friend told me to try all these different candies for him, and that because he wants me to tell him, like, what they do and how they taste and stuff. So yeah. Is that everything? Okay. Now we're gonna talk about really important things. Or, actually, just keep talking about other stuff. I'm looking on my tablet right now for the other random junk that I did. I put that I'm friendly to all the paintings and ghosts of Hogwarts, but if Hogwarts doesn't apply to you, you just ignore that part. If you want pets, you can script your pets. I scripted my pet as a snowy owl. So, yeah. And then if you're going to Hogwarts, you might want to find out what your Patronus is and what your wand's made out of. Or if you did, like, something at Universal Studios, like the Wizarding World thing. I've never been there. But if you've done that, then you describe what wand you have and that stuff that you got. My wand is made out of sycamore wood with a dragon heartstring. Because I did the thing, the Pottermore stuff. I don't know. It says I'm a Hufflepuff, though. I kindly disagree with that. I respectfully disagree. Well, I feel like a mixture of Gryffindor and Hufflepuff. And then people say that Gryffindor should have a Hufflebuddy. I am my own Hufflebuddy. Okay, sorry about that. That's just me rambling.
Dude, chill.
Some guy's just being obnoxious with his car. I think that's his car. That was a car. I know it was a car. But yeah, great. I also wrote my favorite meal at Hogwarts. Just for no reason. Yeah, my favorite professor, just McGonagall. My favorite class. And yeah. Now, this is important, guys. Please listen to this. So, very important stuff. If I have not talked about the trauma thing, I am now. You please script that you cannot bring back trauma with you. Just, you don't want to know what could happen if you bring back trauma here. I don't want to know what could happen. I don't want anyone bring back trauma with them. I don't want anyone being traumatized from encountering something that's probably fictional. Like, Titans eating you. I'm traumatized from just watching that one scene in that anime. I'm like, yeah, okay. then also, if you'd like, you can script a safe word, or mine is a safe catchphrase. It's I'm Batman. Always going to British accent. Why? Or you can do, like, a safe action. Just like, my friend is like, snap, snap, clap, clap, stomp, stomp, some stuff like that. Then you can also put that one you've shifted. You can know by certain things. Like, I put that I hear Hermione and Ginny waking me up. So, like, they'll tap on me or something. Also, I have trouble waking up. And that you can smell stuff. So, like, I smell Hermione's perfume, just probably flowers or something. And vanilla. Now I wake up in my dorm bed, so. Yeah. And since the bed is firm, I might realize that my surroundings have changed. Anything else? I think that's really it. And then you just have random details. I will go through my random details, I guess. These may be some embarrassing things, but one, it's kind of a girl's thing. You may think, yeah, I'm gonna ignore that one. So another one is my breath always smells like mint. So yeah. Two is, or three or whatever, is I don't get acne. Acne is annoying. And four is I only have hair on my head for my eyebrows and eyelashes. So like, I have hairy legs. Easy. Just, yeah. Dolphin legs. Dolphin skin. Then my walk is powerful. I can turn heads, y'all. Another one is that I'm not lactose intolerant. Because dairy does not go well with me. And just my body and dairy, just they don't agree. Another one is that there's no racism, homophobia, or ableism. It's a nice, happy day. Yay. I mean, people can bully. Sure, I don't care. That's a normal thing. But if they're being... No, like, no, I will not deal with racism, homophobia, ableism, anything of that sorts. Thank you very much. Then when I wake up, I'm not tired. Another one is that all the players on the Quidditch team, like, each house's Quidditch team, they have a Letterman jacket. I have a weird obsession with Letterman jackets. So, yeah. I have all the toiletries that I need, like shampoo, conditioner, deodorant, I guess. That stuff. I have a random stash of hair dye and prank materials. Because I will dye Draco's hair. I am. No one's gonna stop me. His hair's light enough. It's blonde enough. It's probably bleached. Who cares? It's still going in. That dye is gonna go in. Another one is that Draco has his shampoo labeled and doesn't let anyone else use it. So I can just squirt some hair dye in there. I still don't know what color though. But yeah. Then I have a lot of money and always keep some spare change on me. You can do that too. So yeah. That's my random stuff. That's my random rambling. And it's been about 10 minutes of me doing that. Who cares? I don't. Okay. So, if you want to script anything else, that's perfectly fine. Yeah, you can literally just write in your notes on, like, your phone, if you have a phone or a tablet or whatever. It's really simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. You can add pictures. You can even do it on, like, a Google Doc. Like, it's not that hard. Just, people can make it seem like it's complicated when it's really not. So yeah, just go do that. Have fun. Get creative with it. Some people have whole journals. Like a giant journal. You can do that too. You can make a whole scrapbook. Just have fun. Get creative and just... Yeah. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy this journey. Because once you get there, you're gonna kind of miss what it was like being so excited and that stuff of all these different things. So yeah, enjoy it. Have fun. Thank you for listening as always.
And I need to get back to my science class.
Have a nice day.